Welcome everyone to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell and I'm the host of this podcast and the creator of Balance by Megan. On this podcast, we talk about all things yoga, wellness, health, and spirituality with guests from around the world. So grab your crystals, grab your essential oils, and let's dive into it. This episode of the podcast has been brought to you by Nature's Remedy. Nature's Remedy provides only the best CBD out on the market. CBD has been a game changer in my wellness routine. I take mine at night to help me with sleep, but there are a variety of other benefits, including helping with anxiety, pain relief, inflammation, overall health, and so much more. This CBD is third-party lab tested. It's vegan, organic, cruelty-free, non-GMO, solvent-free, and made in small batches here in Canada. Right now, this product is only available in Canada, and right now you can email me today to personally find a fit that works for you. You can go ahead and check them out at naturesremedy.cad on Instagram. I will make sure everything is linked in the show notes. And of course, you can always find me supporting them by promoting them on my Instagram stories and sharing everything that I love about this specific CBD. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell and I am the host of this show. If you are new, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for checking me out, checking out this podcast, checking out the show. And for all of you who are tuning in again and again, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I thought I would do something a little different for today's episode, and I wanted to give you guys a life update. I feel like I try very, very hard on Instagram stories, Instagram, you know, in the feed, to kind of give you guys an idea of like where I'm at as far as like, you know, my yoga journey and what I'm currently loving in my life and all of that stuff. But I thought it would be kind of fun and different to kind of give you just like a little podcast episode with all the life updates we've had, because there's quite a bit going on. So at the time of this recording, we have been in our new home in a new province in Nova Scotia for just over 5 weeks. Yeah, 5 weeks. It was a month. I think it was a month last week. Time flies. If you have been following along with us, we have been doing a ton of renos. We are putting a basement apartment into our house, and it's come with just so much to do. In a good way, but just a lot. And if you've ever done renos, I think it's something that you always have this idea in your head of how long something is supposed to take, and then it never takes that long. It always takes so much longer. But it's been really, really good. As much as I feel like our life has just been like renovating, and you know, the people at Home Depot and the other local store out here, Kent, they know us real, real well. We haven't really gone out very much to see Nova Scotia in its whole. We've done a couple of walks, a couple of hikes. We went out to lunch last Thursday, and like a week before that, we went into downtown Halifax. We were by the water. Oh my God, you guys. As we were driving home, I just had this like epiphany moment, if you will, of like, I am just so, so incredibly happy we made this our home. And although it's not a Caribbean island and it's not hot 24/7, which you guys know I live for, I love it here. And I didn't know I would love it as much as I do. Everyone had always talked about how beautiful the East Coast was, but more like, you guys should check it out one day, like go for a vacation. The East Coast is really pretty. But to actually live here, I just, like, there's water everywhere, and both times we went out for lunch, the restaurants were right on the ocean, and you guys know I'm crazy about the ocean. Like, it just feels so, so good to be on the water, on the ocean. There's so much nature nearby. There's so much water. Literally, look at a map of Nova Scotia. There is water everywhere here. There's still so much for us to explore, but then, like, everyone is so, so nice. We've had incredible encounters with everyone. Our neighbors are amazing. Everyone who's, you know, come to help us out at the house, as far as like electricians and all of that stuff, the people at the grocery store, like everyone is genuinely so, so nice. So I couldn't be happier that we are here. When we did our podcast episode about us moving to Nova Scotia, I had said, as you know, all of my family, my close family, I have some extended family in different provinces, but like all the family that I see all the time, everyone's in Ontario. And I never felt like there were places, cities, towns, whatever we'd go to, and I would think they were nice, but I never found somewhere that I was like, I can make this a home. And I really feel like that's what we have here. It's a home, and it's just, I'm so happy to be here. So, if you've ever been dreaming of coming out to the East Coast, you definitely, definitely have to. If you've ever thought about living out here, I have just been telling everybody, like, you have to come out here. It is just amazing. There's so much that is just so familiar, like, store-wise. Pretty much it, store-wise, that's, like, familiar to what we had in Ontario. So that was like kind of a nice transition, but there's also so much difference out here. It's a really, really awesome place. So this is your sign. If you've ever been thinking of moving to Nova Scotia, come out here and join us. So that is like a ton of my life right now, is just doing this basement. We still have we've gotten a lot of unpacking, but at the same time, we still haven't. So we're still unpacking and all that fun stuff. Basement has been priority. And which direction do I want to go? I have been taking it very easy as far as, I don't want to say like personal development, but like courses and trainings. I swear I could be a lifetime student. I love, 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 love to learn. Like if I could have gone to school for everything in the book, I probably would have. I love learning. I'm always in courses. I'm always doing trainings. I'm always working with coaches. But I've kind of taken a little bit of a backseat on that. So, you know, the move came up and that took so much of our attention. I really wanted to be focused on getting these renovations done and helping Brad with that. So I haven't been doing really any courses or trainings. I am doing some of my own personal learning of human design. So I'm really diving more into that. I am taking like a 1-day workshop next week into that. And that feels really good because it's just like one day. It's not even like a full day, but just, you know, a few hours to dedicate to it rather than doing like a 6-week course that I feel like I'm stretching my time between two very important things. You know, we get the renos done and then I can really, really focus on doing some more courses and always advancing my craft, which I absolutely love to do. So that's exciting. You guys know I'm crazy about human design, so it's been fun to learn new things. The course, the workshop, I should say, that I'm doing is with, I can't remember her last name. I want to say it's, her name's Katie. I want to say the last name's Arnold, but I'm not, I just, it's like totally escaping my mind. But yeah, she's like a human design teacher. I love learning from her. So I'm excited to do this workshop next week. As far as like other books and stuff go, I love to read personal development books. I'm not reading anything personal development right now. I have in mind one that I want to read next. But again, I've kind of just taken a little bit of a break from that. I listen to a lot of personal development podcasts. So like between books and podcasts and courses, I feel like it can get very like, I do all the things all the time. So like literally right now, I read fiction at night. I've talked about it before on the podcast. cannot do personal development at night. I feel like I just can't sleep. Like I can't wind down. My brain is just like, go, go, go. Like, you know, I'm thinking all the things and I'm doing all the things. So I read fiction at night. And right now I'm reading American Dirt, which was recommended to me from my friend Amanda Kingsmith. It's awesome. It's about, I mean, it's a fiction book. I'm sure there's some truth basis in it somewhere, but it's about a family who in Mexico, like their family gets wiped out by the cartel, but the mother and the son survive. So they're trying to migrate to America. It's a really, like, it's a very intense book. The first few pages were like, oh my God, it's a hard one to put down, which is good because I like those types of books. And then for fun too, I'm reading Lauren Bostick's book, Get the Fuck Out of the Sun. It's like, if you're into skincare, it's a skincare book. I love it. It's been a fun read for me. I just, like I said, taking a little micro break from personal development books. So this has just been like a really fun read, which I guess would lead in nicely to, you know, I've been very open on Instagram stories about really, really cleaning out my skincare closet, my regimen, and just really making it clean because there is, so someone I was watching on Instagram stories had recommended this app called the Think Dirty app, and it's a way that you can plug in, you know, laundry detergent and your and skincare and hair products and literally like anything you can think of related to skincare or beauty care or household items. You plug this information in and it will tell you how clean or dirty your product is. So I kind of downloaded it for fun, thinking, oh, like, you know, I buy skincare that's labeled as clean. We should be golden. And I was shocked to see how things that I thought were clean actually are not as clean as you'd think. And some of them are like, they could be toxic and they're labeled as clean. And so I've been on like this crusade to swap out everything in my skincare, what am I trying to say, routine that's much more clean. A lot of it is good. Like a lot of it it's fine with, you know, they scored pretty well, but some of it was like, oh no, this has got to go. So I've been doing a lot of research into different clean skincares and like what is actually clean. And then, you know, just trying to inform myself on like my skincare type. Will it work for me? What are the reviews like? So, and it's important to me to do these things. This might sound very like a vanity thing, but I truly, truly believe like what we put on our body, you know, seeps into our skin. Our skin is the largest organ and it can really wreak havoc on our hormones, our immune system, our well-being. And, you know, some of the stuff has toxic properties into it. And I can only imagine what it's doing if you're literally absorbing it into your body. So that has been a whole new thing. You guys definitely need to check out my Instagram stories, see what I'm promoting, a lot of the things that I really like have found to be very, very clean, what I'm swapping things out for, why I'm swapping things out. So you gotta go check out my stories and see what products I'm currently loving, what I'm trying out, and what I'm swapping things out for. I have a couple of new offerings too. So I've been working as much as on the renos, you know, when we have a down day or you literally just need a break sometimes from doing things. We'll do renos in the morning and then I'll take a few hours to work on things. And I recently launched my wellness brand pitch template, which I am so proud of, you guys. Some of you may or may not know that, you know, I've been working with a lot of brands, with a lot of companies that I support, that I like, and promoting them as a content creator or as an influencer online. And so I'm considered to be like a micro influencer on TikTok. So a lot of brands have reached out to me about working with them. And I have also reached out to a lot of brands. So this has been something that I've been working on for years and years, crafting my brand pitch. And there's a lot of things that I have learned and I have taken courses and I've worked with coaches on this. And I just found that nothing that course-wise, like the courses are all very generic. And truth be told, I was just like not into doing a 6-week course into pitching a brand. I know what my mission is. I know what I stand for. So I don't have to do that again. And I find like a lot of that was being included. I just needed like, how do I actually do this thing? How do I contact brands? How do I make myself heard? And how do I work with them? And I just wasn't getting really the results that I had wanted. I was taking bits and pieces and kind of like creating my own thing. And my own thing was working extremely, extremely well. And I was like, why is there nothing out there that's just like, boom, like, here's what you need. This is how you do it. Go forth and do it. So I wanted to give the opportunity to other people. There's a lot of people in my world who are yoga teachers, they're meditation teachers, they're wellness junkies, they're personal development junkies, and they all do what I like to do, and they all like to promote things online, and they like to share the products and the services that they love, and they're doing it for free anyways, whereas there are brands who will pay you, so now this becomes your job, to do what you're already doing. So why wouldn't you capitalize on this? And that's what I kept thinking was, you know, I love what I do. I love doing my teacher trainings. I love doing my workshops and my retreats, you know, and I love promoting things just because I love doing things. But if there's a brand that I really, really love that wants to work with me, why couldn't we work together on this and also have it as a source of income? I've really been into like the money mindset lately, right? Like this idea of health and wealth. And when we're not stressed out about money, you know, we're happier, we're healthier. So, and, you know, every every successful person in the world always talks about multiple incomes, multiple streams of income. And I was like, perfect. This is another stream of income. So needless to say, this is my how to become a wellness nano influencer and micro influencer brand pitch template. So it's $20, you guys. At the time of this recording, it is $20. I will likely price this higher because it's that good. You know, everybody who has bought the template has been like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. It's not full of fluff. It's straight to the point, and this is what I'm looking for. So I will likely price this higher at some time in the near future, you guys. But for the time being, it is only $20. It's a steal, you guys. You have to go check it out. And I've also been doing a lot of more like internal reflection. What is it that I want to do? Like, I want to work smarter, not harder. I've really been focused on like my money mindset. And like, you know, I'm someone who tends to think of, I have to do more, more, more. And, you know, I've talked about this even like connected to human design. That's not ideal for me. That is not the way that I should be working. And that's not the ideal way that I want to work. So I'm like, okay, like instead of doing 1,000 different things, how can I hone in on what I really, really, really want to be doing? And so more to come on that, you guys, because it's still, you know, I'm still working things out. I'm still like, how do I move forward with this? The one thing that I've really, really been missing, and I keep talking to people about this, is I miss travel. Like I just, doing retreats and workshops internationally changed my life. Like, I know I say that about yoga and meditation and breath work, but it's true. And I truly believe travel is so transformational. And I know we're living in a time where, you know, COVID is still very much a real thing, but I'm also at the point of, you know, we've been doing this for so long. This isn't going away anytime soon. How do we be smart about it, but how do we start to really enjoy our lives again and really start to live again? So, you know, I'm thinking, like, do I do more domestic things? Because I still feel like there's a lot of people in my world who are just not ready to, like, go across the world, travel the world right now. And I get that. I truly do. So it's like, Do I do things more domestically within Canada? Do I go somewhere that's safe, that's relatively, you know, low as far as COVID? And do I do a small group thing out there? So I would love to know if you are interested in a wellness retreat. Would you be interested? Where would you want to go? Let me know. Like, are you down for this? Is this something that you're still not quite ready to do? And if you are ready, where would be like your ideal place to go? Because I would love to know, and I would love to make this happen sometime in the future. I don't know when, but it's been on my mind a ton lately. And just kind of going off of, you know, a lot of wellness, money mindset, all of this stuff, I have some really, really amazing guests that are coming up on this podcast. I'm very, very excited about it. And so I would love for you guys, if you're new, if this is the first episode you're listening to, just hit that subscribe button so you can get up to date with all the episodes that are coming out. Like I said, I've had some really great guests coming on and some really cool topics. So you are definitely going to want to check them out. As always, if you love, love, love the show, it means the absolute world to me. It's free for you to do. It takes 2 moments of your time. Just give it a 5-star rating and review. Let me know about it and tell your friends and family about it. So I think that is it, you guys. Just a little update into what is going on in my world. I would love to know what's going on in your world as well. So drop into my DMs, come say hi, come hang out with me on TikTok, on Instagram, on all the places. I am just Balance by Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, all one word across all platforms. And come say hi so we can hang out and meet virtually. Okay, you guys, I hope you have an incredible rest of your week, and I will tune in with you next Monday.